In this bulletin, the United States takes punitive action against China and Hong Kong, Bulgaria set to lift Jokpal Freeman's travel ban, and in NRL, the North Queensland Cowboys have defeated the Gold Coast Titans 36-6. With the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Liu. The United States is taking retaliatory action against China, blaming the nation for the spread of coronavirus and criticising its new security laws for Hong Kong. President Donald Trump has announced an end to special treatment enjoyed by Hong Kong and imposed sanctions against Chinese officials involved in undermining the territory's freedom. Mr. Trump says Hong Kong is no longer sufficiently autonomous from China and will have most of its benefits revoked, including trade, travel, and extradition agreements. The US is also terminating its relationship with the World Health Organization and redirecting funding from the agency, accusing it of being influenced by China. Mr. Trump says his decisions will protect the people of his country.
The United States wants an open and constructive relationship with China, but achieving that relationship requires us to vigorously defend our national interests. The Chinese government has continually violated its promises to us and so many other nations.
The Minneapolis police officer who killed African-American man George Floyd has been charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter. Derek Chauvin is currently in custody after footage showed him kneeling on Mr. Floyd's neck for almost 8 minutes, despite the detainee pleading he couldn't breathe. Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman says the investigation is ongoing, but his office has gathered enough evidence to prove the case beyond reasonable doubt. Mr. Freeman remarks the speed of the situation is unprecedented, having never charged a case in the same time frame.
We felt it appropriate to focus on the most dangerous perpetrator. I must say that this case has moved with extraordinary speed. This criminal action took place on Monday evening, May 25th, Memorial Day. I'm speaking to you at 1 o'clock on Friday, May 29th. That's less than 4 days. That's extraordinary.
The Bulgarian government is set to lift the travel ban on Jokpal Freeman, but the Australian is unsure whether he will be able to leave the country. It comes after the nation's highest appeals court dismissed a request to reveal Mr. Pal Freeman's parole, which was granted to him in September 2019. But the 33-year-old says he has heard nothing from the government and is still banned from leaving Bulgaria. He has been held in a detention centre since his release from prison, where he served 11 years of a 20-year murder sentence over the stabbing of two Bulgarians in 2007. Around 373,000 Australians have been impacted by the federal government's now-defunct welfare scheme known as RoboDebt. The controversial system used average employment earnings to determine how much a person owed the Australian government. However, the close to 470,000 debts raised through the scheme have been found to be incorrect, seeing the Morrison government refunding over $720 million. Social Security Solicitor for Canberra Community Law, Sophie Trevitt, says the impact on those hit with a debt has been enormous.
What we've heard from our clients is that they're already receiving Centrelink payments because they're experiencing some financial hardship. They then receive these debt notifications from Centrelink saying that they need to repay money that they don't believe that they owe. They're asked invasive questions. They're asked to prove that they don't, in fact, owe the money. And it's an extremely lengthy and stressful process. Moreover, our clients have also reported feeling extremely distressed that Centrelink has accused them of lying when they're doing their best to get by like everybody else.
Turning to rugby league, North Queensland halves Scott Drinkwater and Jake Clifford have helped the Cowboys secure a 36-6 NRL win over the Gold Coast Titans in Townsville. Captain Michael Morgan was missing from action, with a halfback set to be sidelined for another 6 weeks as he recovers from shoulder surgery. 5'8" Drinkwater and Morgan's replacement Clifford eased doubts about the impact of the captain's absence by inspiring the first win at the Cowboys' new home, Queensland Country Bank Stadium. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 18. Adelaide, showers developing and windy, 19 degrees. Melbourne, sunny and 17. Hobart, partly cloudy, 18. Canberra, mostly sunny and 16. Wollongong, much the same, 20. Sydney, also mostly sunny, 20. Newcastle, early fog, then mostly sunny, 21. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 24. Cairns, mostly sunny, 28. And Darwin, sunny, 32 degrees. Jennifer Liu, this is SBS News.